Welcome to Inside the NBA Today, where we give opinions and support on today's NBA. I'm your host, Ben Singletary, and today's topic is Stephen Curry. Now, Stephen Curry is having an amazing season as he is averaging 31 points. He is also averaging 5 rebounds and 5 assists. Now, there's no doubt that Curry is probably the one of the best shooters in today's NBA. Now, for some reason, which I do not agree with, the NBA has the MVP race. They have Curry at number 5, Kawhi Leonard at number 4, Giannis at number 3, James Harden at number 2, and Nikola Jokic at number 1. Now, Nikola Jokic is having a great season, but compared to Stephen Curry, I don't think it is better. Now, Nikola Jokic is averaging 26 points, 8 and 8 assists, but he also plays center. So that could be another reason why he is in the number one in the MVP race. But he's also on a winning team as they have won 38 games. Now, the Warriors have only the Warriors have only 19 wins. Now, compared to all the other players, that is very low because, as I said before, Nikola Jokic, he plays on Denver Nuggets. They have actually 25 wins. Giannis Antetokounmpo is also in the race, and his team has 41 wins. Now, to me, Stephen Curry should have a unanimous MVP because he's on a losing team. And they're still projected to win the playoffs. Now, Curry is performing well. He just scored, I think he's the fastest player in NBA history to score 300, 500 or 1,000, one of those numbers, threes. Now, that is incredible because we're just now hitting halfway through the season. And Curry plays on a team full of people that can't perform for him. Now, he has Kelly Oubre that shows up on some days and some days doesn't. He has Draymond Green. He shows up enough. He doesn't have Klay Thompson, which is a big, 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 big part of that Golden State Warriors squad. And Curry's unanimous MVP season, let me pull the numbers up. I'm pretty sure he was averaging, it was in 2016, right? And he averaged 30 points, just like this season, right? He averaged 5 threes, blah, blah, blah. This season is looking just identical towards Curry's unanimous MVP season. So, in my opinion, I don't think Jokic should be number one. Curry should be number one, no doubt. And as y'all know, the Nets are making a super squad with Blake Griffin, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, all them players. While Curry is basically winning by himself. All the wins that Curry has, he has had 30 points and above. Curry also recently just dropped 60 points, which is incredible because, once again, he is on a losing team. He's shooting 48% from the field goal, right? He has made 300 threes, over 300 threes. Fastest player to hit over 100 threes in NBA regular season. While still averaging 5 assists. And he's not even running point guard for real. Curry is a scoring point guard, which is why Draymond Green most of the time runs the point. So, just like in 2015-2016 season, he was averaging 30 points. He's averaging 30 points right again. Against Houston, he just dropped 30 points. This was May 1st. May 30 dropped 41 points and 8 assists. Before that, against Memphis, on April 29th, 37 points. His lowest scoring game so far was against Washington. 18 points, but he also had 8 assists. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, his lowest scoring game is against Clippers. 14 points with 6 assists. That should show you something. Curry is having fantastic numbers. Back in January, he dropped 62 points on Portland. And then dropped 57 against Dallas that February. Curry is performing this year, and there's no way that he's not unanimous MVP again. He's doing this thing. I understand Nikola Jokic is too. But Curry's value to the Golden State Warriors is higher than Nikola Jokic's value to Denver. I believe Denver Nuggets can win without Nikola Jokic. Denver has Bobo. They just recently picked up Aaron Gordon. They had Jamal Murray. He's out injury. They got Michael Porter, Paul Millsap, and Will Barton. I feel like those pieces can win with Jamal Murray in the lineup. With Jamal Murray out the lineup, it might be difficult. But with Curry out, they're not going to win. The Golden State Warriors will not win without Stephen Curry. And that is a fact. Now, another thing that I wanted to pull up is how many threes Curry is averaging. Because I've seen plays where Curry just come down and just hit multiple threes. He's averaging 6 made threes a game. That is 18 points right there. And that shows you that he passes the ball because he's averaging 5 assists. As a scoring point guard, I feel like that is decent. And he doesn't even run the point guard. Draymond Green runs the point guard more than him. Curry has never been a true point guard in my eyes because I've seen when Kevin Durant played, I seen him bring the ball up more. I seen when Quinn Cook played, he bring the ball up more. Draymond Green, all them players, because Curry is a scorer. He's one of the best scorers in the league today. And everyone underestimates his finishing at the basket. right? Okay, so this is the main reason why Stephen Curry will be unanimous MVP again. Listen to this. Curry in 2016-2015 season. The Warriors went 73-9. The Warriors went 73-9, right? With Curry, KD, I'm pretty sure they didn't have Kevin Durant. They didn't have Kevin Durant until 2016-2017. Curry, Klay, Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston, when he played, he's another person that brought the ball up more than Curry. Curry the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead that year to LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and the Cavaliers in the finals. But Stephen Curry was averaging, he was averaging 26 points in the finals. Out of all those 7 games, Curry was averaging 26 points and 6 assists. Just in that NBA Finals when he got unanimous MVP and all that. Curry is averaging 35-5. It is a replica of his MVP unanimous year. In his unanimous year, he averaged 30 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. This year, he's averaging 31 points. About 6 assists is 5.7. So I'll round that up to 6 assists and 5 rebounds. I'm going to just say this now. Curry is in the right direction so far for another unanimous MVP. Because in that unanimous MVP, the closest person to Curry in the MVP race was LeBron, right? LeBron. I'm about to show you what LeBron was averaging. LeBron was averaging 25 points. LeBron was averaging 25 points. This year, Nikola Jokic is averaging 26 points. LeBron was also averaging 10 rebounds. Nikola Jokic is averaging 10 assists. Eight assists. And Curry still got unanimous MVP. So just because Nikola Jokic stats are looking like this, LeBron's was too in 2015 when Curry got unanimous MVP. And LeBron made it all the way to the finals with only Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. That should tell you something. Even with other players averaging what they're averaging, these nice stats, Curry still won unanimous MVP in 2015. And led his team to a 73-9 record with only Draymond Green, Zaza Pachulia, Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston coming off the bench. And in my opinion, MVP shouldn't go based off your team's win, because if you're doing everything you got as Curry is doing, as he is averaging 30 points, that should have nothing to affect your MVP. Just because Curry is 19-17 in the league this year and didn't start off 26-0 like in his other unanimous MVP season, that should not affect him this year. And that is the end of this podcast. Hope you enjoy, man. Come back for the next episode. Benjamin Singletary is the host. Don't forget the name.